Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Most loving and affectionate Father, grant to each and every one of us an understanding of the great gift that life is, that life itself comes from you, and that we must treasure it and use it wisely. We ask this through Christ, our beloved Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, or at this particular segment, we are going to discuss the fifth commandment, and that is, thou shalt not kill. Now, most certainly, the first thing that comes to your mind is murder, of course. You cannot take an innocent life for any reason whatsoever. That's the natural law. That's the basic foundation of all law. Good must be done, evil must be avoided. Simple. But this commandment is a little bit more involved than that. There are many, many ways to kill. First, murder, of course. Abortion, that is killing. That is taking an innocent life par excellence. There is no more horrific, awful form of terror than for a society to convince a mother that she has the right to kill her own child. That's terrorism that goes beyond the par. But there's also voting for those who would approve something such as abortion. Now, these things can be very sinful. You know, in the last election, I remember people kept saying, well, vote your conscience. Well, if your conscience is good and it is formed properly, and by the way, we all have an obligation to have a formed conscience, a properly formed conscience, and whether if your conscience says that you can vote for somebody who is in favor of abortion, you are wrong and it is sinful. Because abortion is always going to be an evil. It has been declared very clearly by every single Holy Father and by all good bishops throughout the world that that abortion is an intrinsic evil. And it can never, ever be justified, ever. So even voting for someone who is pro-abortion, who fosters it, I don't care what form of abortion, it is sinful to vote for them. Hurting willfully anyone else, hurting them, goes against this commandment, thou shalt not kill. And what do I mean by hurting them? Well, most certainly you can punch somebody in the face. Of course, if you want to do them harm, if you want to do them evil, that's a form of thou shalt not kill. But we can also hurt somebody's reputation with our mouths by slandering them, calumnying them, spreading things about them, even if they're true. They have a right to their good name. They may not be worthy of it, and I know a lot of people that may not be. But they have a right to their good name. We have no right to slander or calumny anybody. We could kill their hope of changing their ways by destroying them or taking away their livelihood. And I'll tell you this. Those who kill with their mouths will have a great hell, and it won't end. Leading another person into sin, that is killing them. To take an innocent person and bring them to sin, introducing a person who just turned 21 to the joys of alcohol, or should I say alcoholism. To take someone out and get them stinking drunk on their birthday is a sin against the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Killing someone's innocence. Driving recklessly. That's a sin against thou shalt not kill. Because every time we get behind a wheel of a car, most certainly we've got tons of material there, metal, things, projectile. We're a moving projectile. To drive drunk is a sin against the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. Society has just begun to realize that it is taking an innocent life. And when someone kills someone while they're driving drunk, now, for the first time in history, the law punishes them for the intention to kill, even though they didn't directly choose to do it. They drank and got in that car. Whenever we do something like that, we should go to confession and we should place ourselves before Christ and we should receive His forgiveness so that we can become even more aware of the evil. Drugs. Taking drugs Thou shalt not kill. Could be almost a form of suicide. Taking a drug, hurting one's body. And what could we do when we're under the influence of certain drugs? Many people kill. Many people do things that they would never do. Their inhibitions are lowered, and so therefore they hurt other people. Rape. There's a sin against thou shalt not kill. To kill almost the will and the spirit of a person by stealing from them their innocence. Oh, there are many other things. Hatred. Hating someone. Wishing them evil. That's a form of killing. Not only do you in your mind you kill that person through your hate, but you also begin to kill yourself. Hate hurts the person who hates. Because it eats them up, it consumes them, it eventually kills all the good within them. Hate will cause death, spiritual death before any other death. Those poor religions that fill their faithful with hate against the Catholic Church or against the Jews, they are filled with hate, and that is filled with death. There is no life in a religion that fosters hate in any way, shape, manner, or form. Thou shalt not kill. Self-mutilation. As society becomes sicker and sicker, there are more and more people who have such a low esteem for self or even a hatred of self because of perhaps abuse or circumstance that they begin to mutilate themselves or hurt themselves deliberately. There is even movement afoot for young people where they're seeking to get diseases or cutting themselves. These people need help. They need the mercy of God. They need to understand that they are loved. So they do not move into that horribly, horribly depressive state. And we have to be there for them. We have to pull them out of this death. Euthanasia. Oh, I know. Many, many, many people cover it with the guise of mercy. Oh, we don't want him to suffer very long. Remove the feeding tube, remove the water, remove the oxygen, and let them die with dignity. How about living with grace? How about offering one's sufferings for the glory of God and for the good of your neighbor and even for your own children? How dare any child take that right away from their parent? It is no one's right to kill or take an innocent life. Euthanasia is a grave, mortal, devastating sin because now it's rampant. And Mother Teresa warned us of this. She told us that if you do not respect life from the moment of conception, you will not respect life in any stage. Sterilization. There's a sin against the fifth commandment. You take away that the even possibility of life. Why? For 1 minute of pleasure. Oh, lucky you. I think we need to reorganize our priorities when it comes to this commandment. If we took all of these things out of our lives, out of our way, euthanasia, all of these horrible things, we wouldn't have these suicidal thoughts. We wouldn't have unjust lawsuits. We wouldn't have bigotry. We wouldn't have all of these temptations and people putting us in the way of these temptations. We wouldn't have a society that is corrupted from the very beginning. We wouldn't have a society where families no longer exist. We have single-parent families, these poor individuals raising their children because they couldn't see love as it really is and unite with someone who loved each other. This is the reason for this wondrous sacrament, this sacramental that God gives us of living our lives, loving life. Life itself is a sacramental. The relation between a man and a woman is a sacramental. These are signs of infinite, beautiful love. And to take life in any form, especially innocent life, the life of our parents, is going to destroy all of us. And so we need this commandment so that We can learn to love. We can learn to live. We can learn to grow and to become who and what we must be. And that is defenders of life. Those who live life to its fullest because we respect life. We love life. We cherish life. We promote life. We protect life. We defend life. That is the fifth commandment. Thou shalt not kill.